That's a really good question. How do I come into my studio day after day and summon up the emotions to make really emotional music? I don't know. I mean, a lot of times, like, I can be working on a really mournful piece of music and be in a relatively happy state of mind. Likewise, I can be working on a really happy piece of music and be in a very, you know, mournful state of mind. A lot of it depends upon, I guess, when, it's a strange thing to say, but, you know, I guess throughout my life I've been a very emotional person, so I know what it feels like to feel euphoria, I know what it feels like to feel great sorrow. So that's the litmus test that I apply to music that I'm working on. Even if I'm sad and I'm making a happy song, I still know when a happy song is effective. And I think that, you know, at least from my perspective, the music I make, obviously some of the songs are quite mournful, some of the songs are quite euphoric, but I tend to, from my perspective, just think of them as being emotional in the broadest possible sense of the word. So when I'm working on a piece of music, I'm not thinking to myself, how effective is this as being a sad song, or how effective is this as being a euphoric song? I tend to think, how effective is this as just being an emotional piece of music?